the top hits here on Sounds of Praise for the year 2016, Kirk Franklin along with Sarah Reeves, Tasha Cobbs, and Tamela Mann, My World Needs You, right on. It's 5 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. This is Chris Tomlin, and he points you to the answer to the problems in your life, and it's our God. 10 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m., Chris Tomlin with the topics of the year 2016 here on Sounds of Praise and Our God. And to cap that off and to punctuate what Chris Tomlin just saying, Ricky Dillon and New G and God is Great. Can somebody say amen out there?
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Great is our God. The greatness of the Lord.
The greatness of the Lord is inconceivable.
The love that he shows.
The love that he shows is unconditional.
Because the power of the Lord,
the power of the Lord
is unbeatable. Great is.
It's inconceivable.
The love that he shows,
the love that he shows
is unconditional.
The power of the Lord
is unbeatable. Great is. Now put your hand together. God is great. Come on, clap your hand and help me. And he's greatly
to.
Help me sing it, house. And he's greater than two.
And great things to be
great. Let's sing it again, children. The greatness of the Lord,
the greatness of the Lord
is inconceivable. Because the love that he shows,
the love that he shows is unconditional.
Power of the Lord,
the power of the Lord
is unbeatable.
He's great.
It's 7:15 here on Sounds of Praise. Yes, God is great and greatly to be praised. Okay, we're entering into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. If you still not too late to get in. Get the false teeth on you properly. What did I say? Yeah, it's still not too late for you to get in your prayer request or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO or 1-855-915-9636. Same difference. Okay, and I'm inviting the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-9636. Don't let the devil rob you of the blessing that God has for you. Go to that phone, give us a call, and we'd be glad to lift up your prayer request or your praise report before his throne. Tamela Mann, Kirk Franklin, Take Me to the King, followed by Timothy Figueroa and the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, and Pray, as we enter into the When You Pray and When You Praise segment of the ministry.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is, I'm no strength to fly, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King.
It's 7:27 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray and When You Praise segment of the ministry. We have a number of prayer requests and praise reports. We're praising God with M. M is recovering from surgery, and we're praying that God's going to continue to minister in his life. M, who is recovering from surgery. We're praying for T. T is asking for deliverance. Continued prayer for deliverance from three strokes. She's had three strokes. We're praying that God's going to touch T and bring complete deliverance. We're praising God with S. S has to praise God with him for a new job. S is praising God for a new job. And then there's V. V's looking to God for victory in another presentation this week. He's had a number of presentations, and God blessed him thus far. We're praying that God's going to continue to minister in the life of V, who has another presentation coming up this week. Then we're praising God for E. E's looking for God to continue his healing touch in her body. E, looking for God's continuing healing touch in her body. Then there's D, he's praising God for a new car. D has received a new car, and we're praising God with him for that vehicle. And then we heard from Michelle of Medford. I haven't heard from her for quite a while, but she's praising God for deliverance from a urinary tract infection and asking God that he would restore the relationship between her and her sister. M. Michelle of Medford looking for, praising God for deliverance from urinary tract infection and praise and looking to God for restoration of relationship with her sister. They look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, because we can tell by the amount of prayer requests and praise reports that we're receiving that you are working powerfully in the life of your people. And we thank you, Almighty God, for what you've already done and all that you're going to do. We thank you because you told us that we can come boldly unto your throne where we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And these are really needy times, Lord. And we thank you for how you're working in the lives of individuals. May our faith continue to reach out to you so that you might accomplish great and mighty things in the days which are ahead. So we bring M before you. He's recovering from surgery, Lord. Pray you will continue to touch his body from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Let healing virtue flow out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. By your stripes, we claim healing in his behalf. We pray, oh God, that he might recognize that he's been touched by Almighty God and he might continue to live for you and serve you even in greater ways in the days which are ahead. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. And we're praying for T, who's looking for deliverance from three strokes. She's going through various tests and trials, to various tests and situations to bring us through these trying times. But we're praying, Almighty God, that you might work powerfully in her behalf, Lord. All the therapy that she may have to undergo, we pray, oh Lord, you be with her, and you might do more than the doctors and medicine and science can accomplish, that you will work powerfully in her behalf. May she recognize that the healing and the deliverance that she's looking for comes from you. And may her life, O Lord, be a tremendous testimony of the wondrous things that you're able to accomplish in the lives of those who put their faith and trust in you. And we're praising you for victory in advance in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And we're praising you, Lord, with S, who's praising you for a new job. Pray, O Lord, you continue to work powerfully in his behalf. May he receive from you the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding, O Lord, to do an outstanding work in this new position that you've created for him. And may his life be a blessing so he might be able to touch the lives of others with whom he comes in contact so that they might recognize the benefits and blessings that are in his life can be bestowed upon them as well as he lives a life that will point others to you and to your great salvation and your great deliverance and provision in Jesus' name. Amen. And for V, looking to God for victory in another presentation this week, Father, we pray you would touch your servant, give wisdom, knowledge, and understanding as he has to be available to produce information in this presentation. As you bid with him in other presentations that he's gone through, may you be with him in this one as well. And may his life, O Lord, point others to the great work that you are able to accomplish in the lives who absolutely surrender themselves to you and to your control. And we're praising you for victory in advance in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for E, looking to you, O Lord, for healing in her body, we thank you for how you've touched her body already. All you've accomplished, Lord, we pray you continue to do that mighty work. Give her complete deliverance, complete healing. May she recognize she can place her faith and trust in you. She can rest comfortably in you, trust in you with all her heart. And may she lean not to her own understanding, but may in all your ways you might direct her path as she continues to seek your face and to continue to do your will. And we're praising you for victories in advance in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And then there's D, who's praising you, Lord, for a new car. Father, we thank you for how you've worked in his behalf, opening doors and making ways so he might be able to attain this new vehicle. Pray, O Lord, that he would dedicate it to you and use it for your honor, glory, and praise. May many be blessed as he uses it, Lord, to accomplish the things you would have him to do. May he recognize this benefit and blessing has come from your hand. And may he, in turn, continue to yield himself to you and to your control so you might work powerfully in his behalf. And we thank you for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, we're praising you, Lord, for how you delivered her from a urinary tract infection. We pray, oh God, you continue to work powerfully in her behalf, work powerfully in her life, Lord, even in the area of smoking, Lord. Continue to work so she might receive the deliverance that you alone can give. We pray you'd also restore the relationship between her and her sister. All the problems, Lord, that might be there, we pray that you would erase them and that her life, oh God, might be a blessing in your sight. And among others, she tell others of the wondrous things she's received from your hand. And we praise you for all you're going to accomplish in her life in the days which are ahead. In Jesus' blessed name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen and amen. It's 7:34 here on Sounds of Praise. I want to inform you that if you have a prayer request or a praise report, when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And we'll begin praying for your request as soon as we receive it. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians out there in our audience can also join in and lift up your prayer request or your praise report before God's throne. It's 7:35 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. It's gone up a degree. It's 29 degrees out there. It's supposed to be clear today, so you need to dress accordingly, and it's going to get into the mid-30s. Okay, if you're just tuning in, where have you been? We've been playing more top music of the year 2016 here on Sounds of Praise. And this is one of my favorites. And just because his name is Anthony Brown, had nothing to do with it. This is a fantastic album and a fantastic song. Anthony Brown and Group Therapy, and the song is Worth and Love Lifted Me. Here on Sounds of Praise.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you I save. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was the devil. Thought I was the
religion.
Lifted me when nothing else could help.
It was your
nothing else.
Yeah.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day you're smiling, the next day you're fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of faking like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, 'cause you never imagined, how could this be God? This cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
This is what he told me.
Live through it.
He said, James,
grow through it.
You will
get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just pray through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
So live through it.
Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just let you down.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows. Everyone who will leave you, it's better this way. Don't beg them to stay.
They didn't deserve you.
You didn't see it coming, and now you feel broken. This be God.
This can't be God.
This cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pains.
Grow through it.
Your family needs you to
get through it.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just pray through it.
You gotta pray through
it. Don't let this be the end for you.
God only allowed it because he knew you could survive it. So
here on Sounds of Praise, James Fortune with Fire, and Live Through It. And this is Jonathan McReynolds and Corey Boxdale and Jesus.
Every city I travel to, I ask a Christian, what do they believe? Is it nature, or a feeling, or some sense of destiny? Did you find God in logic, or did church come with your last name? No, the number one reason they say he's real is ever since they met him, they've been changed.
Okay, 7:57, and the Mats are in the house. And getting ready for another edition of Brutal Brunch. So it's time for me to pack the bag and move out till next Sunday. I think we're going to be doing top hits of the year 2016 all the way through the first Sunday in February. So that means three more programs. And I got a ton of new music piled up. So that's another reason why I've got to stop doing this. But hope to be back next Sunday at 5 a.m. Actually, 4 a.m. with a sports show. And then 5 a.m. with Sounds of Praise with more great music. So don't you dare miss it. Put it on your calendar. And I've been having problems today because there was no calendar here to tell me what day it is. But anyway, I didn't say 2016. But I might have written that on a couple of checks, so don't cash them. Okay, it's just host Donnelly Brown putting the wraps on this edition of Sounds of Praise. Be back next Sunday, Lord willing, at 5 a.m. to do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless. Stay tuned. Brutal Brunch is coming your way. Oh.